You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The stage is set for a confrontation between the government and the opposition over several issues in the monsoon session of Parliament. The government has announced it is ready to face any debate. The opposition has planned an offensive on the first day over the fuel price hike. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged 31 political parties that there should be meaningful discussion in both the houses. He reminded them it's the responsibility of all to create such a conducive environment. India is among countries that used Israeli company NSO Group's Pegasus phone hacking software to potentially target politicians, journalists and activists. This came from an international collaborative investigation involving 17 media organizations. The first of the multi-part investigation said that 38 Indian journalists, including those from mainstream publications and websites, and freelancers were targeted. Three current Hindustan Times journalists are named, as is one from sister publication Mint. The Indian government termed the investigation a fishing expedition. Delhi recorded no new deaths due to COVID-19 for the first time since March 2. The capital recorded no fatalities on 5 days through February and March, before a brutal fourth wave of infections battered the city. Single-day fatalities peaked on May 3, when 448 died over a 24-hour period. So far, the city has seen 25,027 deaths. Delhi government records show that 13,210 people died of COVID-19 in April and May. It accounted for nearly 53% of Delhi's coronavirus deaths. The first death due to COVID-19 in Delhi was on March 13 last year. The leader of the Taliban said his movement is committed to a political settlement to end decades of war in Afghanistan. The statement by Maulawi Hibatullah Akhjanchura came as Taliban leaders were meeting with an Afghan government delegation in Qatar. Akhjanchura said, in spite of the military gains and advances, the Islamic Emirates strenuously favors a political settlement in the country. He said Afghanistan will not permit anyone to pose a security threat to any other country using its soil. Battles between the Taliban and government forces, however, continued. Lenders have started looking for buyers for their stakes in asset reconstruction companies. This is to free up capital for the launch of the National Asset Reconstruction Company Limited, the bad bank they will jointly own. In February, Punjab National Bank put its entire 10.01% stake in ASIL for sale. This was followed by private lender IDBI Bank. IDBI Bank has begun looking for a buyer to sell its 19.18% stake to ASIL. Similar talks are underway to divest ownership in ASREC, India, Limited.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.